Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
We are continuing with our TOEIC unit now. And as we near the end of the month of March, we're talking about virtual reality and how it's changing the game for travelers. You're all probably pretty much familiar with VR in terms of playing games and stuff. Everybody loves to play those video games, and VR headsets make it more like the real thing. But have you ever thought of using VR when you travel to other countries? Good question.
Yeah, there are some YouTubers out there that are preparing tours for people to take along with their VR headset. So I want to check that out. I haven't seen that myself. It's kind of a new thing. YouTube has turned into my television, really, because I don't have a TV anymore in my apartment. I got rid of it. So if I want to see something, I usually go to YouTube and see something that's been recorded in advance, or sometimes they have live broadcasts that I'll watch of news. So, yeah, it is changing the way things are done, that's for sure. But I do not have a VR headset. I'm curious to find out how much they cost. It's probably something you'd have to kind of invest in. It's not cheap.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I was trying to find some prices before our program began, but I was unable to do so. So I guess it's still a pretty new technology. But like all things, prices come down after time. And it's only a matter of time until everybody has a VR headset. I can imagine society with people, everybody wearing them as they walk around the city, not paying any attention to other people out there.
That would be worse than people just staring down at their phones, right?
Yeah, at least they'll be looking up now instead of down and hurting their necks and stuff like that. Gee, some people look like they're turtles or something. But in any case, that's another topic. We're going to continue talking about how VR can help make travel planning easier. And in the second part of our lesson for today, we're going to talk some more about VR and how it can be used for traveling to places around the world. Let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson now one time.
Wherever you go, there you are. That is, unless you're in virtual reality. Though VR can never replace the experience of real travel, it's certainly aiding travelers in other ways. What if you could have a trial vacation from the comfort of home? For the detail-oriented traveler, VR could become an indispensable part of preparing for a trip. Here are a few examples of travel planning in which VR can help send you on your way. First, you can explore a virtual hotel room before putting your name down for anything. Several high-end hotel chains offer this service on their websites, including the Grand Lakes Resort properties in Orlando, Florida, U.S., and the Jumeirah Hotels in Dubai, UAE. Wander around a top-tier suite in VR to see what exactly is on offer. If you're satisfied, you can use the interface in the simulation to book the room then and there. What vacation is complete without a guided tour? Some travelers, though, might want to get a preview before they buy their tickets. In this case, why not get a virtual one? Some travel agencies and airlines now offer VR tours of places like the Sydney Harbour Bridge and Kakadu National Park, both in Australia. As with the hotels, you can then book your tour based on the virtual experience. Wherever you want to go, it seems VR can now make it easier to get there. Why not strap on a headset and plan your trip with this impressive technology?
Okay, everybody, let's talk about the contents of today's lesson. Again, how VR can help make travel planning easier. Now, the first paragraph here begins by saying, wherever you go, there you are. Well, that's pretty obvious. If you travel to Kaohsiung, well, you're in Kaohsiung. If you go to Lanyu, Orchid Island, well, you're there. That's where you are. But here it says that is unless you're in virtual reality. So that is true. Wherever you are, that's where you are. But if you're using VR, that isn't necessarily the case.
That's because you're not going anywhere, right? No, you're staying where you are. But using that headset, You actually feel like you're in a different place, so it's kind of a fun sensation. Though VR can never replace the experience of real travel, it's certainly aiding or helping travelers in other ways.I mentioned some people who won't ever be able to go anywhere, but this is a way to see more of the world, for them to experience the same things that people who can travel experience, and that would be kind of, that would be like real travel if you just put on that headset and experience stuff through 3D VR. So what if you could actually have a trial vacation from the comfort of home?Especially sometimes these vacations we take are so expensive. Wouldn't you like to know if it'll be worth it? I know I signed up for tours before, when I went to Paris a couple years ago. I signed up for tours in advance, and you can read reviews, but you really will never know if it was worth the money until you actually are on the tour yourself. And by that time, you've already paid the money. It's too late. So what if you could take a trial vacation or take a trial a tour, you know, just from the comfort of your home? That's something you could do. I like this idea.
I do, too. But, of course, as you were explaining that, I realized that, yes, VR can take you there and show you the things. But to me, the thing that makes or breaks a trip is how you're treated when you're there. Are the people nice to you or are they mean to you? And do they try to rip you off and stuff like that? I don't think VR can really show those sorts of things unless you actually go there. But I guess you have to hear from friends. Oh, the people in Paris, they used to be such snots. But now they're really friendly. I love going to Paris now. I think that's what you said to me before.
Oh, it's changed a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
They know they need tourism.
Yeah, I guess they realize that you better be nice to your tourists. But in any case, yeah, maybe VR can think of a way to tell you how the people are before you go. But again, we're asking this question. What if you could have a trial vacation or a sample vacation from the comfort of your home? Well, for the detail-oriented traveler, VR could become an indispensable part of preparing for a trip. Indispensable. You've got to have it. You're going to have to need it. And here are a few examples of travel planning in which VR can help you on your way, or at least it can send you on your way. So if you're still not quite sure exactly what we're talking about here, we've got a couple of examples here in the next paragraph. It begins here by saying, first, you can explore a virtual hotel room before putting your name down for anything. So this is often a problem I face. You know, it's like, how do you know if the hotel room is going to be nice or not? It sounds nice, the pictures look cool, but you know, when you go in the room, is it going to smell? Are there going to be bugs in that room? The pictures aren't going to tell you those sorts of things. But maybe if you have VR, you can actually explore that room. Well, let me go check out the bathroom. Oh, let me go over here by the window. How does the bed feel and stuff like that? VR might allow you to look at a hotel room that way.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea, actually. So there are already several high-end hotel chains that offer this service on their websites. A high-end hotel would be another way to say a very expensive hotel.
Like a 5-star or something?
Yeah, at least 4-star, probably 5-star if they're high-end. Nowadays, hotels go to 7 stars. I know there's one in Dubai that's 7 stars. I'll never be there. But that might be one I would want to check out online. So what do they do? Well, they offer this VR service on their websites. Here are a couple places. There's the Grand Lakes Resort Properties in Orlando, Florida, U.S. Orlando, Florida, if you've not been there before, has a Disney World. That's where it's located, so it's kind of a fun place to go for vacation. It's very humid. You'll feel like you're home in Taiwan. It's so hot and humid. There's also another place in Dubai that does the same thing. Notice here we're calling the Grand Lakes a resort instead of just a hotel. A resort actually usually includes activities that allow tourists to stay in the resort. They don't have to go anywhere. You could probably play tennis there, probably play golf. There are lots of activities as a resort location. A hotel just provides usually the room. And maybe they have some restaurants there, maybe a pool. maybe a gym, but a resort would definitely have more activities for people. They might have a yoga area where they offer, you know, yoga classes. So if you go to a resort, you shouldn't have to spend a whole lot more in terms of tours and stuff, because that resort offers quite a lot for you to do. You don't have to go anywhere else if you don't want to.
Yep, I think in Chinese you call it like a vacation village or something like that, a resort, not just a hotel, but it also has activities that you can enjoy, as you said there. So these are some examples of some of the resorts you could check out using VR, the one in Florida and the one in the United Arab Emirates. Now, wander around a top-tier suite in VR to see what exactly is on offer. So yes, using VR, you can wander around a top-tier suite. Top-tier means top of the line, the best suite they offer. A suite, of course, is not just one room, but maybe two or three rooms that are connected with all sorts of facilities, and you can see exactly what is on offer. On offer just means what they're offering, what you could enjoy if you paid this price.
You can also, if you're feeling satisfied, you can use the interface in the simulation to book the room then and there. So you could just keep on the headset, and they actually offer you the ability to just book your hotel room right there. You don't have to take the headset off, go back to the computer website, and, you know, no. All of this stuff is available right there in your headset, which is really convenient. When you talk about an interface, it's how you interact with something. Software all has interfaces, you know, how we go to find a new file, how we save something, how we make changes. However that is done within that software program is called the interface. So here they have some sort of choices that the headset offers you that you can go ahead and just book your hotel while you're wearing the headset. And we've talked about simulation before. If you are simulating something, you're doing something or imitating something, either the appearance or how something works. And here you're simulating an actual walkthrough of a hotel. So that makes it easy. You can just keep your headset on and book your hotel room right there.
Yeah, that word interface reminds me of an old musical instrument, the MIDI, M-I-D-I, musical instrument digital interface. Do they still have those around?
I don't know.
Probably not because of computers, but at least in the past they had this interface or this kind of middle territory between musical instruments and computers. But again, this is an interface to actually help you reserve or book that room right then. I love this room. I want to reserve it right now for my next vacation in the United Arab Emirates. So here's our next question. What vacation is complete without a guided tour? We love guided tours. Some of us are kind of proud. We kind of like individual backpacking, you know. Oh, I'm just going to go travel there myself. But hey, if you're part of a guided tour, they give you lots of information about the place that you wouldn't normally get. And hey, you can meet your fellow travelers and stuff like that. So sometimes a vacation is complete only if you have some kind of guided tour. Well, some travelers, though, might want to get a preview before they buy their tickets. So if you get a preview of something, that means you kind of get a sample of something before you actually buy it, especially if you get to look at it, preview, looking ahead of time. So yes, you could use VR to get a preview of what that guided tour would be like before you actually have to participate.
Yeah, we have previews at movie theaters, but we call them trailers, just so you know. It's kind of a strange thing. Previews happen before the film. And it just gives you a taste of what that movie might be like. But again, we call them trailers. You might get a preview of a Netflix series that you're watching on your computer. If you just push the button, it'll give you a little summary of what that particular show or movie's like. That's a preview. And sometimes it is smart to go ahead and get a preview before you lay down the money, you know, because sometimes these things are expensive. In this case, why not get a virtual one, a virtual preview, that is? Some travel agencies and airlines now offer VR tours of places like the Sydney Harbour Bridge and Kakadu National Park that are both located in Australia. We use agency to talk about a business or an organization that provides a particular type of service. We use agency when we talk about travel agencies, advertising agencies, model agencies. Somebody who represents you would be with a model agency. And then we use different words when we're talking aboutPeople who are lawyers, they are with firms, a law firm, a dental agency, nope, a dental firm, maybe, yeah, a medical firm, a group of doctors who are practicing medicine together. You have to figure out which type of industry uses which type of word. But with travel, it's always agency. It's not a travel business.
Yeah, those people are kind of like interfaces between you and somebody else. That's what an agency is, like a travel agency. They make the reservations for you, so they're kind of in the middle there, and also advertising agencies and things like that. But these travel agencies will offer VR tours of these two places in Australia and perhaps other places as well. Now, that sounds like fun, a Sydney Harbour Bridge tour and that national park in Australia down under there. And as with the hotels, you can then book your tour based on the virtual experience. So if you like that virtual tour of the Sydney Harbour Bridge, of course, it's a preview. It's not the whole thing. So if you like that, you think, hey, that has whetted my appetite. I'd really like to go see more of that Sydney Harbour Bridge or that national park in Australia. So, hey, I'm going to book my tickets based on that experience. I would not normally have gone there, but because of this VR preview, hey, now I want to go more than ever. So here's our final paragraph here. Here's how we wrap things up. Wherever you want to go, it seems VR can now make it easier to get there. That seems to be true there. Although I don't think there's going to be VR tours of every place in the world. They're certainly not going to have a VR tour of Little Esterville, Iowa, where I'm from.
No.
But, of course, you know, the major places like London, Paris, Tokyo, Nairobi, they'll all offer these VR tours that you can preview. But in any case, we end the lesson with a question here. Why not strap on a headset and plan your trip with this impressive technology? It does indeed sound impressive.
Okay, to strap on, of course, is a verb phrase. You're putting something on that has something called a strap. Sometimes if you go to an amusement park, they'll strap you in, right? They'll strap you in. Here we're strapping on because we're actually wearing that headset on our heads. But you can also strap someone in to a seat. Maybe you want to strap in a baby or a young toddler into your car seat to keep them safe while you drive around. Anything that you have to use some sort of strap, though, and it goes on top of something, you can use strap on. I bought some weights, ankle weights, that I strap on my ankle to do some more exercises at home when I don't want to go to the gym or it's late and it's more convenient to do exercises at home. I strap those on. But you need to be able to actually have a strap or something that hooks onto something in order to use strap. If you just put it on like a cap, you don't strap on your cap, guys. Like a baseball cap, you just put it on. But if it has something that maybe goes over your ear, I know sometimes the guys who play baseball, they have catcher's masks that have straps or long pieces of fabric that maybe go under their chin. And they strap it on that way. But here we're strapping on our headset. There's probably something that you put around your chin to keep it on so that it doesn't just come off easily.
And you could just simply say put on a headset. That's a simple term there. We can use put on for all sorts of things. But more technically because this headset has straps, you probably should say strap it on or put it on. And you can plan your trip using this kind of technology. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 好，我们今天继续来看，哎 ，VR。其实 VR， 我们说它是 virtual reality， 这个虚拟实境，它应用的范围现在扩及到旅游业上面了。所以我们会谈 virtual travel， virtual tourism。好，我们来看看。这边的开头告诉大家 ,wherever you go, there you are. 意思就是说 哎，不管不论你人到哪里，其实你就在那里了。好，这句话当然有点特别的就是，哎 ，there you are 这种用法。我们知道 here, there 这种地方副词，它其实放句属于一个倒装句的说法。哎，比如说 here comes the bus。不过这种倒装句，如果你的主词是一个人称代名词，像 you， 像 I， 像 at。哎，那就不倒装，所以说起来文法上当然也有它的特殊性，不过我们常常说常常讲，所以就不觉得有什么特别了。好，换言之，不管你人到哪里，哎，其实你是不是真的到那里，用 VR 的角度来看，其实不见得人真的在那边，可是你会感觉就是在那里。好，那我们看看VR 这样子的科技哦，也许它没办法取代我们真实的旅游，不过 VR 呢，在某一些方式上，它真的有帮助在旅游的人。好，所以他就说 What if, What if you could have a trial vacation? What if 这个片语我们常用，当你说那我们假如这样怎么样呢，要是这样怎么样呢，这个片语常用。那假如你可以就在家里然后去试用，这个试用的意思就是说，人虽然还没真的到那里，先试试看到那边的感觉如何。那你可以用 VR 这个技术。而且他还说到 For the detail-oriented traveler， 我们知道 detail 代表细节，那加一个 oriented 合起来，这是一个复合形容词，意思就是注重细节的人。那我们知道 oriented 本来就是有某一种定位，某一种趋势趋向，假如你是很讲究细节，那你可能会觉得我先用 VR， 然后呢做一点那个所谓的试试看到那边的感觉，然后你再来确定要不要去，这蛮好的哦。那怎么做呢？他这边就提到几个你可以运用 VR 的例子。第一个就是 virtual hotel room， 我们所谓的虚拟饭店房间，你可以先去探索一下。然后呢，他说有一些 high-end hotel chains， 这讲的就是高档的连锁饭店，他们其实网站上已经有这种服务了。还有他提到了，举例来说，其中有一个大家看到了 UAE， UAE 到底是哪里啊？其实我们有时候翻成阿联酋，这是一个缩称哦，但是阿联酋讲的其实就是 UAE， 它代表的三个字是 United Arab Emirates， 意思就是阿拉伯联合酋长国。它当然它全部有七个国家，那它的首都是定在 Dubai， 就是杜拜。好，那我们大概听到杜拜就知道了。那当然还有就是，有一些 VR 它是在这种顶级饭店里面，让你好像就虚拟实境一样，可以呢用这种虚拟实境的感觉，然后用模拟的模式，然后你就可以订房。好，我们再来看下面提到第二个例子。除了说订房之外哦，你想想去玩是不是应该要有一个 guided tour， 所以 guided tour 就是导游的行程，也是有人带你走。不过我要不要买票，我可以先看一看。那所以说它就有虚拟的旅行了。那这种虚拟的旅行意思也就是说还是用 VR 技术。然后现在呢，像有些航空公司哦，比如说他说在澳洲雪梨港湾这里还有像卡卡杜国家公园这样子的地方，他就有提供这种 VR 的旅程。那就跟刚刚前面一段你订饭店之前先去试试看尝试一下游览一下的感觉一样，你可以根据这个虚拟的体验来订行程。好，我们来看看这边有一个说就如同订饭店一样，这里有一个As with the hotels， 我们知道 as 它其实是有一种连接词，当准冠带的用法。不过当你用 as with 在一起的时候，意思就是正如同什么一样。所以以前面订饭店的经验来看，这个 guided tour 导游行程的饭店一样，你可以根据这种虚拟的 virtual experience 来决定行程要不要下订单。好，最后我们就鼓励大家，不管去哪里 ，VR 似乎把一件事情变简单了。好，我们来看看这个句型 ，make it easier to get there。我们其实，在前面这篇这个段落里就有说过，VOC make it possible, make it easy 都是一样的句构。这个 IT 是一个虚受词，而它指的就是后面的不定词片语，像在这边 to get there， 让你更容易成行，想去那里变得更简单了。所以大家不妨一试。好，我们今天的讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, here are some discussion questions, and I'm going to ask them all at once.If you could build your own VR experience, what would it be like? Who would enjoy it the most? Would you prefer to travel in virtual reality or in the real world, and why?
Okay, so anything that scares me too much, I would probably want to do it through a VR experience. For example, I would like to feel what it feels like to jump out of an airplane and, you know, parachute down.My niece and nephew have both done it, but I think I'm too big of a chicken. Although I saw an old lady, I think she was over 100 years old, a couple months ago. She parachuted out of a plane. I thought, wow, I'm kind of a baby. But that would be something I would want to do through VR. Who would enjoy it the most? I think anything that would be a little bit dangerous. You would have a lot of older people perhaps participating more.If a country's really hot, like Africa, and I want to go on a safari, I'd probably rather do it through VR because I don't like to sweat. That's what I would do. Would I prefer to travel in virtual reality or the real world? The real world, because I like to eat their food. I want to smell what it smells like there and actually talk to real people over in that country. What about you, Tom?
Yeah, VR does sound impressive, but still it only scratches the surface. Of course, the real experience is the best with the sensations and the smells and the taste and stuff like that and being able to talk to the people.
Totally.
It's just a far cry from the real thing, but I could understand its usage there. It could actually offer some experiences that people don't usually get to have. And to answer the first part of that, if you could build your own VR experience, what would it be like? Well, yeah, I like skydiving, but also like what would it be like to be floating in space outside of the International Space Station or to walk on the moon or whatever? Maybe some VR experience could do that, and that's not something I will ever have a chance to do. Or maybe to go scuba diving. I don't think I'm ever going to learn how to do that. And yeah, I would enjoy it the most, of course. And I guess I already just answered that question there about traveling in the virtual reality or the real world. But as I said, I'm willing to give VR a chance. But hey, the real thing, there's nothing like the real thing, baby. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you for joining us. And please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.